We are learning Maseches Menachos, Daf Ayin Dalet Daf Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalet Daf Amud Beis, 5 lines from the top. Zok the Mishnah. Minchas Kahanim, u'minchas Koyim Mashiach. So Minchas Kahanim is any Mincha that Koyim brings. Minchas Koyim Mashiach, Pashtus means the Chavitim, because that's the Mincha of the Koyim Gadol. Then you have the Minchas, the Sochim. All these things are completely in the Mizbeach. Chavitim is completely in the Mizbeach, a Minchas Koyim is completely in the Mizbeach. And Minchas Asachim also is completely to the Mizbeach. Ve'im behem lekahanim, the Kahanim get nothing. Uvezeh yof v'koyach Mizbeach koyach Kahanim. Here's an example when the Mizbeach is much better off than the Kahanim, gets everything. Now, what about the opposite? Shtei alechem, v'lechem aponim, nothing of that goes to the Mizbeach. That completely gets nechom lekahanim. But shtei alechem, what's matter shtei alechem? The kifsei atzeres. And what's matter lechem aponim? The levoina. That's what's brought on the Mizbeach. That's what allows you to eat the lechem aponim. So nechom lekahanim ve'im behem lekahanim is nothing. Ubezeh yofa koyach ha-kahanim mekoyach ha-mizbeach. And with this, the koyach ha-kahanim is better than the koyach ha-mizbeach because the kohen gets everything and not mizbeach gets nothing. So the first half, the mizbeach gets everything and the kohen gets nothing. The second one, ubezeh yofa koyach ha-kahanim mekoyach ha-mizbeach. So that's more in the first half of the Mishnah. Look at the Gemara. The Mishnah says that these things go to Kvitu Mizbeach. There's nothing else. There's nothing else to Kvitu Mizbeach. Vesu Leka. Ve'ika Oila. Oila. Isn't the Oila the goal on Mizbeach completely? So I'm going, no. Ika Oira. There's the hides, the skins, that goes to the Kahanim. So it's not completely on Mizbeach. Break my Ve'ika Oila Saif. Does the Oila Saif go on Mizbeach? So I'm going, no. Ika Mara Ve'noitza. Those are the insides that you throw on the side of Mizbeach and it gets swallowed up on the ground. So that also. So not, you don't get the whole thing on Mizbeach. What about Nesachim? We talked about the Mishnah Minchas Nesachim, that's the Silas. What about the Nesachim themselves? The Nesachim themselves, which means the wine. So Gemara, no, that goes with Shittim. That doesn't go burnt on the Mizbeach. That goes into the Shittim, which is not burnt on the Mizbeach. It goes down into the ground. Shittim Azdi. So my Bezu. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Bezu? This is Yafu Kayam Mizbeach. What do we call Lafuke? Lafuke mit the Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, he actually says, I must not have Yayin. We bring Yayin, not have Yayin to Mizbeach. You pour it onto the fire. And the other man, you can't do that because you're going to mechaber the fire. Kamash v'lom, the l'shitim azli. But you see from here, that l'shitim azli, that our Mishnah is learning, l'shitim azli, therefore it's not a case that it goes to Mizbeach. Bottom line is, that we're saying is, that this is a right now like Shmuel, and but it's right to another case of Shmuel. M'siyeh yelah Shmuel, doma Shmuel, ha'misnadev shemen, what's the luck of you if you're not of shemen? There, maybe, you should makir the whole shemen. Don't shoot them there. If you're not of shemen, you should makir the whole shemen. Shmuel is mechadish, you do a kmitza, and you makir that, and the shirayim is ne'echolim. The shirayim is eaten. Now, why didn't he say the same thing about yayin also? If he holds yayin, it has to be a gabi yishim, do a kmitza and eat the rest, drink the rest. Zok Rashi in the Kisriyah, because it's impossible kmitza on yayin. Yayin is liquid, he can't do kmitza. Shemen is thicker, and it can become congealed, you can do kmitza on it. So now it comes out Shmuel is telling you halacha, and our Mishnah, one part of Mishnah is our Mishnah is not like Shmuel in one way and like Shmuel in another way. Shmuel says halacha. If I'm not of yayin to mizbeach, you makrif the whole thing. That our Mishnah is before you know that will go to shittim. There's another thing that Shmuel says. If you're not of shemen, you do a kmitza and the rest is eaten. That's a raya from our Mishnah because there's a case where the mizbeach only gets part and the kohen gets the rest. So that will be a raya from our Mishnah to that Shmuel that says they do kmitza on shemen and the rest is eaten. So the Gemara Vayta on the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, stay alech lech upon. Those are examples where the kohen eats everything. Suleka, v'yikah chatzoyf, chatzoyf you do malika, and then you do mitzu dama on the mizbeach. You eat the rest. The whole thing's eaten by the kohanim. So Gemara v'yikah dama. This is dama on the mizbeach. It's not mamish exclusively to the kohen. But in loik shemen shemen tzayra, you took loik shemen shemen tzayra, you spritzed it towards the pareches, and then you put on the behindness of the mitzayra, and then you drank the rest. So you see, you drink everything. No, verses no, because ika matanaisav. You have the matanas ika matanaisav, which Rashi says. There's a famous Rashi. Rashi says matanais al ha-pareches. Rashi kesiyad al ha-pareches. The chsiv v'izma shem etzpoi shepam afnei Hashem. So Rashi learns the matanas of the shemen and mitzayra went on the pareches. Tosis argues, Tosis says it was befnim, means in the Hazara, but not in the Hechel. That for sure was in Sharon Nikna. That for sure wasn't inside the Hechel, I'm saying. That for sure wasn't the Hechel. Matnoisav is everything. Matnoisav is everything. But Rashi includes everything. And so, Matnoisav, Rashi learns it's al haparechas. This is a very important thing. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says that you make a zrika of Hashem. There's a good test that want to test them. What does it mean, Shem Fnei Hashem? What does it mean? There's no Rashi off an art in Chumash. So what does it mean, Fnei Hashem? So you have to learn Mesechus Menachos to see there's three shittas here. This guy Rashi knew more so. But Rashi over here says on the Pareichas. Taitzvah says in Da'a Zara. And the Elohim remembers, of course, Rashi Chav Zayin Abayz and Menachos says, that's what he says. So we have three different shatim, exactly what it means, Matanoisa. There's a whole machlokes before. Let's say you didn't have kifsi atzeres. The halacha is you bring shtei lechem by itself. What do you do with shtei lechem? The gemara machlokes. Are you makriv it or do you burn? Are you makriv it or do you or it goes leibud because you can't eat it? You don't have the kifsi atzeres to matter it. What do you do with it? So one mandiyama said you burn it. The other mandiyama said it goes leibud. So this is a raya that. This is not like shtei lechem vos me'asim l'sreif asim, because then you would have the shtei lechem would be a case where sometimes it goes completely to the mizbeach. Shtei lechem not only to the kohen. K'mas v'lo nevezu yof kaya kanim lo'ilam. This is always shtei lechem always goes to the kohen and it's never l'asreif of lo'ilah achila. That's what I'm saying. There's a tzad also the kohen eats it. There's a tzad and the Gemara says before another tzad. Forget I think the ibud tzad is a sreifa. The Gemara is two stars in there. Either it's the Shreifa, which means you burn it, or it goes to the Kohen. I don't have a Matir. The Gemara says before, it's Matir itself. It's Matir itself. So this Mishnah is a Raya to that Shita that the Shtei Alechem is Matir itself, and therefore you always eat the Shtei Alechem. You always will be eating the Shtei Alechem. Zok to Mishnah Vaita. The Mishnah says like this, Kol ha-menachos ha-nasayis b'kli, all menachos that are made in a kli, which is most menachos, we'll see what will come la-fuke, to unais shloisha matonis shemen. These three matonis of shemen. What are the three? Yitziko oblila matan shemen bekli koydim las yosam. So it's not in order. The order goes like this: you first put shemen in the kli, then you put the flour on top of it, then you mix the flour, and then you pour yitziko. Yitziko is usually after baking. After you bake it, you pour the shemen on it. So those are the three matonis. There's matan kli, matan shemen the kli, then belila, then yitziko. Now. The Mishnah said like this, what about by chalois, which is by machvas and marcheshes, and pashas also by mafatana, same thing. When do you do the belila? You do matan shem makli, then you do what? Then you put the flour on it, then what do? You bake it, or you first pour more shem and then blow it a little, and then you bake it. So it's machlokes. Chalois belula is the very Rebbe. Rebbe holds that you first put the shem in, then you put the soilus in, then you bake it. You know, you knead it and bake it. After you bake it, you break it into pieces and mix it with oil again, boilam, and then you do your tzika afterwards. That's Rebbe holds. Pechomerim soilus. You do it when it's soilus. So the two shemens are when it's soilus, and then after you bake it, you do the tzika. So that's the machlekes. Again, klar, right? Machlekes. That according to Rebbe, it's matan shemen, baking, then boilal, then tzika. According to Chomerim, it's matashemen, belila, then baking, then yitzika. Hachalois, now, by mafatana, two type of menachos by mafatana. Chalois or rakikim. Hachalois tunu is belila, rakikim mashicha. Chalois ni belila, and rakikim ni mashicha, which means you smear it with oil. Keitzad, moishchin, how do you moishchin? Kimin ki, which is like a kaf yivanis, it stands for. What is a kaf yivanis? So Rashi here says it means like a tes. Some say it's like a gimel. Some say it's like a chaf. And some say it's like a nun. It different ways had what the shape of a coffee bonus is. Vashar, the rest of that shemen, after you shmir, necholim l'kahanim, eat the kahanim. The Mishnah said, called menachos, hanasis bekli, turun shloisha matonis. What are we coming l'mute? L'mute mai. What are we coming l'afuke? So tomorrow, I'm rapapa, l'mute minchas mafe, minchas mafetanur. This man, the holds the mafetanur is a shalchoil. It's not a shalchli sharis. And therefore, it's not bekli. And since it's not bekli, it does not need all three type of matanois. It doesn't need all three type of matanois because it's not bekli. That's a kol lafuke that we'll see. A minchas mafe tano doesn't have all three type of. It doesn't have all three. That doesn't have yitzika. That minchas mafe tano doesn't have yitzika. So only nasis bekli has all three, but minchas mafe tano does not have yitzika. That's what's coming lafuke.